You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hello， 各位同学，欢迎来到 Flow 女人同学会这个生活学习的 podcast， 我是 Carmen。 今集的 Harvard Insider 呢，我就想继续回上一集的题目，继续讲哈佛特朗普事件簿。最新发展呢，就是美国有24间大学公开支持哈佛去告联邦政府。那这个就是截至我录音今日6月13号的最新发展。咁呢24间大学点样支持哈佛呢？原来佢哋呢就联署签咗一份叫做法庭有书状啊 ，amicus brief， 就係支持哈佛去告联邦政府非法冻结联邦拨款资助科学研究。咁喺有书状入面呢，亦都提到今次联邦政府嘅行为呢，係会对整个科研生态环境带嚟负面影响嘅。咁就唔係淨係影响到哈佛大学，而係影响到其他嘅高等学院同埋做研究嘅人嘅。咁所以过去嗰一两个礼拜呢，就陆续有大学加入签署呢份有书状。咁到目前为止呢，就有24间。咁呢24间大学究竟系边24间呢？我可以喺度同大家讲下。咁第一间呢，就系喺华盛顿 DC 嘅 American University。第二间呢，亦都喺 DC 嘅，就系 Georgetown University。第三呢，就系史丹佛大学 Stanford。第四间就系 University of Delaware。五 University of Denver。六 University of Maryland Baltimore。七 Boston University。八 Brown University， 九 California Institute of Technology， 十 Colorado State University， 十一 Dartmouth College， 十二 Johns Hopkins University， 十三麻省理工大学，十四 Michigan State University， 十五 Oregon State University， 十六 Princeton University， 十七 Rice University， 十八Rutgers University， 19 Tufts University， 20 University of Maryland College Park， 21 University of Oregon， 22 University of Pennsylvania， 23 University of Pittsburgh， 24 Yale University。 咁讲晒呢24间系边24间啦，咁心水清嘅同学呢，可能都留意到当中有唔少嘅都系常春藤大学嚟嘅。咁常春藤大学究竟系咩呢？咁我可以其实搵一集分开再同大家讲下嘅。咁但系总共八间嘅 Ivy League College 入面呢，有两间呢冇签住呢份有书状嘅。咁系边两间冇签到呢？就系哥伦比亚大学同埋 Cornell University。咁呢两间呢就系冇签到嘅。咁其他嗰六间呢都签咗。咁总共就系24间签咗。
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text. and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
咁其实点解咁多呢啲大学都纷纷支持哈佛咧？咁我个人认为啦，就有两个原因嘅。第一就系好实际嘅，就系财政因素。咁因为正如喺嗰个有书状入边都有写到，一旦联邦政府冻结咗对哈佛嘅联邦资助咧。其实好多哈佛嘅研究项目咧，都系有同其他大学合作嘅。咁所以今次嘅冻结拨款咧，除咗影响哈佛之外咧，亦都影响到其他大学嘅。咁所以呢个系一个好实际嘅考虑。咁另一个我自己觉得可能比财政因素更重要嘅原因，要支持哈佛就系咩咧？我觉得因为其实我上集都有提到嘅，今次特朗普。针对哈佛的其中一个原因就是要杀鸡儆猴嘛。如果今次政府能够打倒哈佛的话，基本上美国其他公立好私立好大学只有两条路走，一就是听了特朗普话，那就影响不到经济上的支持，但是呢很明显就会失去很大的学术自由，一是呢就要跟哈佛一起执笠。那当然其他大学这两条路都不是一个好选择，不是一个好结果，所以我觉得很大程度上他们决定支持哈佛呢也都是想避免要走这两条路的。另外我亦都想同大家讲下嘅就係今次嘅哈佛事件呢，其实唔係淨係关哈佛事嘅。即係你睇返Donald Trump 今次上任，其中一样佢上任之前已经成日讲嘅呢，就係要废除联邦教育局。咁佢上任之后亦都委任咗一个新嘅教育局秘书 Linda McMahon。Linda McMahon 嘅第一任务呢就係要废除教育局。而过去几年呢，特朗普都一直好支持在美国越来越多的禁书活动。如果你将这些所有的不同的行为集中来看呢，你就会见到其实这些所有事情的目的就是要打击国内教育。再深入一点看呢，可能就是要打击知识分子。如果你问我什么人最想打击知识分子呢，我就会跟他讲是独裁者。如果大家有留意历史的话呢，都会知道所有这些喜欢烧书啊焚书坑儒的人呢都是独裁者。所以看今次的哈佛事件呢，我觉得就不可以单独地看 Donald Trump 或者政府对哈佛的批评，而是要看回现任政府整体的政策是怎样。而对于哈佛今次作出的种种控诉啊冻结资金啊这些行动，都是这个现有政府的策略的其中一部分来的。咁其实讲哈佛事件呢仲有好多嘢可以讲嘅，咁我可以再下次分几集同大家再倾下啦。咁今次就短短地係咁先，我哋下次再见啦，拜拜。
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts.Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts.Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.